Hello and welcome to the BlueRock Diamonds shareholder call. My name is Molly, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. For the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. Please note that this call is being recorded. If you require assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Mike Houston, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Molly, and welcome to all. Just before going into the questions, I thought I'd just touch on the second quarter. Obviously, from the board's perspective, we've been very, very encouraged with the second quarter results, and in particular, how the new management team, we have obviously been moving in from early this year, have settled in and started to turn the production around. As a consequence of the record tons that they've achieved, and that tonnage was achieved obviously without the improved capital that we plan to spend capital on the plant. As a result of that, we've obviously, it's rolled through into a lot higher volume of diamonds. And I think importantly, creating a situation where, you know, we followed up quite strongly on what we were wanting to do from our capital raise. If I could just lead you into the questions now. The first question is, what are the next steps in the development of the mine? Firstly, obviously, is the plant upgrade, which is at present being worked on and is due for being commissioning in July. Secondly, a key issue will be opening up further mining operations. We've talked about trying to improve the flexibility of the mining operations, and we will be looking at this, and I'll talk a little later on it with additional questions on that matter. And keep developing the people skills. That's been very important in this improvement over the last quarter, and there's lots of scope to do more there. And finally, I think over this the second half of the year is building up suitable inventories, both of run-of-mine ore and crushed kimberlite. And you know, we've talked a lot about the difficulties that the mine has with moisture in the wet season. And we obviously want to make sure by the time we reach that towards the end of this year that we've got adequate inventories to allow the operations to run in a profitable manner, although be that with slightly lower tonnages during that wet season. Second question is, when will the improvements to the crushing circuit be completed? I think I've covered that, but just to repeat, they will be completed by the end of July and fully commissioned in that month. And so we would expect in the third quarter to be able to report on improvements following that. Fourth question, what impact will the improvements have and what impact on volume? The main thing is improving the crushing circuit. The primary and secondary crushing circuit will have capacity well in excess of the planned 40,000 tons per month that we're targeting of processed tons, and this will obviously allow crushed ore stocks to be developed, as well as dealing with the natural downtime that one has with maintenance, etc. Question five is, why does the grade improve at depth? It doesn't necessarily improve at depth, but what does happen is that in the surface to around about plus minus 10 meters, there is a lot of low-grade material, calcrete, which does have some diamonds in it, but as I've stressed, low-grade. As one progresses at depth, and one deals with more higher levels of pure kimberlite, one gets a more consistent grade. And what we have found in you know, when we have gone down at depth, that grade is relatively consistent in line with the resource calculations. I think just to stress, you know, Blue Rock is only has used under 5% of its resource to date. And a lot of what has been put through the plants in the last couple of years has been mere surface material. We're only now starting to benefit, if you like, from putting more, putting pure acrylamide through, and its reflects in the grade that we're getting. Next question is, when do you plan on developing other kimberlite pipes? Our short-term plan is to bring back KV2. As people might be aware, we were mining KV2 prior to going into KV1, and KV2 is down at 30 meters depth. It sits very close to KV1, so our plan is to bring KV2 back into production by combining it with KV1, and then to also open up KV5. We did do quite a lot of test work on KV5, and the test work gave us very encouraging results in terms of the quality of diamond and the price that we got. There's a lot of work going in into this mine planning through our new CEO, and the exact sequence of when we bring things on is obviously fairly dynamic as he continues to look at it. But the key issue for us is, by having additional pits, we have flexibility in our mining, and we de-risk the mining operation. Next question is, how are relations with the new strategic partner, Stashman, and have they commenced work yet? Relationship is very good, as of today, actually, they have commenced. There was a slight delay in their starting up because they had to go through quite a stringent process with the DMR in terms of safety and training of all the new staff being brought in. I think the positive with them is that they bring in a lot of experience in open cast mining. And in addition, the expertise they bring in at a senior level will complement our own team. Next question, what could prevent the company from achieving its expressed aim to be profitable in the second half of the year? The only thing I can really see creating that problem is a major shutdown due to circumstances beyond our control, or a significant drop in the diamond prices, which we don't anticipate. But otherwise, you know, I think we've been fairly conservative in our outlooks in terms of tons, grade, and price. Then the next question: the market is concerned that the consolidation has been made solely for more dilutions, and many investors think the nominal value is 0.01, where it is at 0.01p. It looks, I think the only thing I really want to respond to this question is that the company at this stage has no intention of raising any capital. We stressed that at the last capital raise, that if we reached a certain threshold, that we would be comfortable. We remain in that situation. I think one only has to look at the revenue and the revenue per ton, which is close to double that of the same time last year. One could see that the strong funding coming from the operations at this stage. We have stressed we'll be profitable in the second half. So again, you know, reiterating the point that we have no intentions of raising capital at this time, further capital. Next question, please confirm if we're on track to break even in half two. Yes, it is our intention to be profitable in half two. Next question, is the cash burn in decline, or are our costs on the rise? The unit cost per ton, with the increase in economies of sale, is obviously going down, and we would hope that would continue to do so as we lift the volumes. I go back to the revenue point, the revenue per ton, which has almost doubled versus the same period last year. Are you raising money? I think I've answered that. There are no plans to raise money. Why should we remain supportive of the company? I think it's obviously a very good question in the light of what's happened to the share price over time. I was brought in late last year, November last year, and we secured the services of a new CEO, Gus, earlier this year, with the objective of turning the company around. We obviously started looking at things very closely in the last quarter of 2018, and it was clear that we needed a different management structure. I think that was the most critical aspect. But it's taken time for us to obviously get someone of the caliber of Gus, strong technical mining engineer, and in addition to bring in an experienced processing manager and supportive engineering skills. I think both Gus and I agreed to get involved because we firmly believe the business has real potential. This quarter is a small step in the right direction, and we're confident that the company can deliver and has good growth potential. So, you know, I would look for shareholders to remain supportive, and hopefully we can give good shareholder value in the future. Next question. The gentleman has asked that we had a capital raise some time back, and he's surprised how quickly the situation's turned around from late last year to the second quarter. I think I've largely covered that, but I think as a brief summary, I think it's mainly to do with people and introducing what I would call proper mining disciplines into the operation. It's not a complicated operation. Yes, there are issues, particularly with moisture at times, but it's not a complicated issue from a mining perspective or from a processing perspective. But it needed a strong hand to come in with a technical capacity, which Gus has brought in, and his supportive team to really turn things around. And that's exactly what's happened. It's really not anything special. It's just about doing things properly. Let's see. The question, what is the outlook for the diamond pricing? In our opinion, from what I can read, the general outlook is for a slowing down of prices. Well, they've certainly slowed down over the last 6 months in general, and the outlook doesn't seem to suggest that that's going to improve. However, we've not experienced that. In fact, what we've actually seen an increase in our prices over the last 6 months. We are busy analyzing just where that's occurring. We've obviously had a number of good high-value stones, and that may have influenced the overall price, but we are having a look at it now to just see how we're doing in the different categories, and so we can establish a trend for ourselves. There's a final question here. Could you please explain what the expectation for the Tashman, our strategic partner, is? I think I've covered that earlier. As far as I'm aware, that's all the questions that have been asked. And I'd just like to thank everyone for their participation. And I hope I've covered it. I'd be happy to take a call from anyone if they'd like to talk in more depth about any question they may have.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your lines.